Let's try to wrap up your college education. What other stories or what other things can you?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of stories. There's a lot of things to talk about there.
Right.
Because first of all, my interest in by the way, in order to earn a little extra money and so forth in the Depression days, I remember working in a lunch room, a lunch place on the campus, and then I worked in the dormitory office. And that's very important because the dormitory office had a switchboard, and I ran the switchboard.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, I enjoyed that and had all doing all kinds of fancy things like connecting people together that didn't know each other and whatnot. To show you what you could do with a switching system. But, yeah, it was very good, and it was a chance that you met people. You knew a lot of people, that all the people working lived in the dormitories would pass through the office there, and you get their laundry for them and whatnot, charge them for various things. So it was very good, and send their telegrams for them. At that same time, I used this money that I got from some of this to get more patents. And by the time I met my wife-to-be, which was, she says, Easter 1938, then I started doing this thing in earnest. I mean, I really went back and looked at all the switching patents and put 3x5 cards on every one of them.
Uh-huh.
And decided I'd buy certain ones that I thought were important enough, and started accumulating a library of all these things, and learning about all the different things there are people that ever invented in switching.
So you had time to spend on that.
Oh, and I spent a lot of time on that at school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and of course I had to do my schoolwork, but that was my major hobby there. I remember, then I was quite knowledgeable already in some of this, so I used to have these drawings all over, and of course, I think the story that people like to hear is that my first date with my wife, they had an open house when my wife-to-be, they had you could bring, your lady friends up to your room,
mm-hmm.
it was called open house, and so she came up, and the first thing I did was I pulled out one of these patent drawings, and they're tremendous. I mean, they're like 50 or 60 sheets,
mm-hmm.
and what I had done is pasted them together so they're one great big roll of drawings. I had to lay it out on the floor for her. And I explained to her that it took like an hour or so, but went through all this business. I said, it takes all that to give you dial tone in this latest type of switching system, which was the latest crossbar switching system. She claims I took her later to a crossbar office in New England Tel. I think it was a step-by-step office, but that's beside the point.
Uh-huh.
At any rate,
did she
went home and told her father that I was crazy. But, I mean, I was into it that way. And I remember also the other thing I had in school, I had it on my wall next to my desk, the patent drawing of the coin district junctor of the panel system. Because people kept coming in my room all the time and saying, if you do this, can you get this call through for nothing, but what will happen? And they had all kinds of ways, the most common way was you tilt you had a protractor on the bottom of the telephone booth, and you tilt it so many degrees and put pennies in, and they'd sound like nickels or something.
I see.
But they asked me all kinds of, could you do this and that and the other to the wires, would it get you? And I had this diagram up there to keep referring to, that it was the diagram of the circuit that was in the cell phone. That took care of this. At any rate, so I was doing that kind of stuff at the time.